Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sienna. What can I do for you today?
Yes, this is Brenda Tonsky. Somebody ordered something from you guys online on May 26th for $59.89.
Okay.
And supposedly they used my card, and I don't know where you guys are located at, but it was not me.
Okay, I'll be happy to. Go ahead.
I called my bank, and they told me to call you.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
72401.
Okay, you said 72401?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the name again, ma'am?
Tomky, T-O-M-K-Y.
Okay. And then can you verify your shipping address for me, please, Ms. Brenda?
My address is 3410 Kim Street, Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Okay, thank you for that. Give me one second while I review your account. Okay, so you say you didn't do this. Do you remember signing up to win a mixer and you might have paid $1 to $5 for shipping?
No, ma'am, that was not me.
Did not sign up for the mixer on May 26th.
No, I don't. I'm not. I live with people. I wouldn't do that.
Okay, no problem. Do you know anybody who might have had access to your card that might have done this?
No, I don't, but I wish I did. I wouldn't be talking to you guys.
Okay. So, you said you already contacted your bank. Were you disputing the charge?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, so what I can do for you, because you've already begun the dispute process, is I can get your account canceled today, and you won't receive any further charges.
I want my money back.
Okay, well, because you disputed the charge with your bank, you now have to contact your bank, or you can call back with your bank on the phone.
Oh, I'm going to call my bank back, and they're gonna start fresh charges.
Okay, so if the dispute has not gone through yet, what I can do is I can refund the $59.89 for you. But if you've already begun the dispute with your bank, then you have to call back with the bank on the phone.
I haven't yet. They told me to call you guys to see if you would refund my money.
Yes, ma'am. So I can refund you the money if the bank is not if you're not disputing the charge.
No, if you refund my money, I'd be happy.
Okay, so I'm going to refund you your money today. Give me one second while I get that refund, and then I'll give you your cancellation number.
Would you also tell me what was ordered?
Yes, ma'am. So whoever did this, they signed up for a contest entry to win a mixer. And when they signed up to win the mixer and they paid $1 to $5 for shipping, it does say in the terms and conditions that they will now be enrolled in the Bytub app. And in the app, it's a monthly subscription for the app.
No, I don't do any of that stuff. I'm 71 years old. Shit. All right, where was the address at?
The address for the what they ordered?
Yeah.
It's an app on your phone.
Oh, yeah? Might have to look at that.
Yes, ma'am. So just give me one second while I get your refund and I cancel your account.
Thank you.
And ma'am, I'm still here. Just give me one more brief moment.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for your cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. I have to go slow, though, because I've got a little bit of dementia. I'm slow.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 920-776-277.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
And that's been put back on my card?
Yes, ma'am. So the $59.89 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, Miss Brenda.
You too, honey. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I got one more. See if I can yell at them.